podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Android App Arena episode 30 for Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. Travel apps. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies is the most comfortable and hip underwear you'll ever wear. Check out all the styles and get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/twit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Tomorrow is kind of a big day for our family. My oldest daughter turns 5, and we've successfully hid the fact that we've already bought plane tickets, hotel accommodations, and 2 days worth of fun at Disneyland. She's going to flip her lid when we tell her the news. We're going to tell her tomorrow morning right after she wakes up, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It got me thinking about a few good travel apps that might make trips like this a bit easier to manage. From purchasing tickets, to tracking the trip, to finding good places to eat while you're there. I'm going to give you a few tools that you can use the next time you plan your own trip to Disneyland, or really wherever you might call your own slice of paradise. I'm not sure if I call Disneyland paradise, but buckle up. Let's take a look at a few apps for travel in this week's roundup. First up is the glorious act of spending gobs of money securing flights and hotel accommodations. I both love and hate this part. I hate it because I'm spending lots of money in an instant, and that's frightening. It reminds me that I'm not a millionaire, at least not yet. And I love it because the simple act of purchasing a plane ticket to some place or hotel room takes that idea of let's go somewhere and makes it a reality. Once the purchase is made, that idea is set in stone. You can officially look forward to your trip. Skyscanner is one of many travel search apps for Android that helps to facilitate this. Skyscanner actually has 3 separate apps for booking your trip. There's Skyscanner Flights, Skyscanner Hotels, and Skyscanner Car Rentals. First up is Skyscanner Flights. Search results for flight destinations might take a few seconds to populate as Skyscanner runs the query through a large list of airlines, and the resulting list is sorted by price by default, though, of course, that's totally tweakable. Filter options are very dense, including number of stops, duration of the flight, even this mobile sites toggle that only returns results from providers that will offer a pleasant mobile booking experience. I found prices to be as cheap, if not less expensive in some cases, when compared to Kayak. Then there's Skyscanner Hotels that gets you in the mood for a nice getaway with its graphic-rich backgrounds pulled from various destinations. Search results are presented in large graphic tiles that can be swiped to see photos of each listing. And diving into any one entry gives a number of pricing options for the selected hotel pulled from a number of travel agencies as well as the hotels themselves. There's also a handy reviews section that pulls in a cross-section of the best reviews for a given location from dozens of travel sites. And finally, for wheels, there's Skyscanner Car Rentals with an easy-to-use search engine that allows you to filter by vehicle, features, even the fuel used. Each search result card has a neat row of icons that summarizes quickly what features each vehicle has. You can find Skyscanner's suite of apps all for free in the Play Store. So you've booked your stuff. Now you need a place to keep it so you have it accessible when you're out in the real world. That's where TripIt comes in. TripIt is a way to store the individual components of your vacation into one seamless trip inside the app. So, for example, for tomorrow's surprise trip to Disneyland, I've saved all of our flight information both to and from Southern California, as well as our hotel accommodations. Now, you can also include a number of other plans to your trip that will show themselves in an easy-to-read list of your entire trip in chronological order. There's car rental info, cruise ship information. Man, a cruise sounds nice. Restaurant plans, details for a business meeting. You can pin a specific map or even directions to the itinerary. Ultimately, you're creating a full trip start to finish with all the information confirmation codes, flight numbers, and whatever else you'll need, making it easier than scouring your email at the airport for that information. It should be noted that Google Now does some of this stuff automatically by scouring your Gmail inbox for emails that highlight your travel plans. Personally, I found it to be pretty effective, but not bulletproof. So having an app like TripIt means no matter what, the info I need to have a problem-free vacation is right there when I need it without fail. Not to mention, you can add important notes to the plan as well, and that's not something that's easily done inside Google Now. Find TripIt for free with a paid version that removes ads in the Play Store. So now you're there, you're basking in the sun or freezing your butt off in Alaska, whatever you might think a great vacation is. Me, I'm basking in the sun. Anyways, your stomach is grumbling, and being that you've never been there before, you need some good ideas for restaurants to check out. Foursquare is a great tool for this, but personally, I find its UI to be a bit less conducive to the out-of-towner looking for a quick meal. That's where Hungry comes in. Hungry is powered by Foursquare and works in conjunction with the popular location sharing app, but brings a nice, bright material design to its presentation. Hungry first and foremost scans your current location and instantly surfaces a number of eateries close to where you are right now. That's in the nearby tab. Large graphical cards show you a small list of tidbits about the restaurant. How far away is it? How expensive is it? How many people have checked in via Foursquare? And more. Tap into a result and you get a nice full screen view that actually offers a parallax effect, which is not necessary, but nifty. That phone button gets you on the horn with the restaurant, and why not swipe to the right while you're on hold to check out the map and activate navigation if you need to. If you have the Foursquare app installed on your device, tapping that rating button then takes you over to the Foursquare app and shows even more information about the place, all your friends that have checked in there, and the most important thing of all, tips down below so you don't miss out on the best kept secret. Foursquare has so much to offer to the hungry traveler in a foreign land. I just prefer Hungry's user experience a bit more. And with the easy handoff between the apps, it's like the best of both worlds. Head on over to the Play Store and search for Hungry Local Places to Eat right now. All right, there you have it. A few apps that might help you the next time you go traveling. Apparently, there's a whole category of apps that help you find toilets to use while you're out and about. I didn't feature those on the show. Maybe I'll save that for like April Fool's Day or something. I don't know. But anyways, I hope that's helpful to you. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. It's time you know a little bit about MeUndies. Okay, maybe not MeUndies, but I am talking about MeUndies.com. We spend 90% of our life in underwear. That is, unless you enjoy going commando. But for the rest of us, why not make that 90% a bit more comfy? With MeUndies, you'll get great fitting underwear that's 2 times softer than cotton. MeUndies are the most comfortable underwear you'll wear. Plus, they're stylish. There are so many options. Polkas, plaid, funky, pinstripes. I got camouflage in my box. Dozens of colors for both men and women. My sock drawer has never been as colorful as it is right now. Check out the photos for yourself at MeUndies.com/twit. This level of quality typically retails for 2 times the MeUndies price. There's no retail middleman here. Means you save more. MeUndies is made from an environmentally friendly and incredibly soft fabric called Modal, which is sustainably sourced from beechwood trees in the Austrian Alps. They also use a CO2 neutral process with a low carbon footprint. It saves water, saves energy, and that's thanks to their spun-dyed fiber process. I can attest, hopefully without entering too much information territory, MeUndies fit perfectly. Having comfortable underwear changes the way you feel every day. Once you try MeUndies, again, not my undies, but MeUndies.com, you'll never go back. So get yourself some good underwear. Go to MeUndies.com/twit and get 20% off and free shipping on your first order. Save even more when you buy a pack. They guarantee you'll be happy or your first pair is free. That's 20% off when you go to MeUndies.com/twit. We thank MeUndies for their support of Android App Arena. And now let's take a closer look at a new app by a service we've all used probably, and in some cases many have detested. Who knows? Maybe this app will change your mind. Today's big app is actually quite small. Let's take a look. Thank you. Now, how many times have I read someone on the internet say the best mobile version of Facebook is the website inside a browser? Basically, the story goes that the official Facebook app itself is so bloated, so jam-packed, full of features that it's a pain to use. Facebook has done a lot of good to its Android efforts this past year, I think, but for those hoping for an even more scaled-down app offering, there's the newly unveiled Facebook Lite. This is, for all intents and purposes, Facebook's mobile site wrapped up inside an app. By doing this, Facebook has cut the footprint of the app down from 27 megabytes in the official app to only 251 kilobytes in Facebook Lite. The goal is to make Facebook scale to lower power devices, all the way down to Android 2.2. And that's a particular benefit to developing nations around the world where fast data speeds and high-end phone specs aren't nearly as abundant. Facebook Lite may look a bit less beautiful than the official app, but beauty really isn't the goal here. Rather, the goal is to make it easy to browse and post updates on slow 2G networks while still integrating app-like features. Native Android notifications are included with Facebook Lite. There's also Messenger chat built inside the app, something that was excised from Facebook's full-sized app and released as a standalone Messenger app, much to the chagrin of many. But just because Facebook Lite is much smaller in size doesn't mean that it's trimmed down its permissions very much, so keep that in mind if that bothers you. As of now, Facebook Lite is in a testing phase and is only available in a few select regions: Bangladesh, Nepal, Nigeria, South Africa, Sudan, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, and Zimbabwe. But as always, where there's a will, there's a way. Personally, I'm happy that Facebook has taken its Android efforts more seriously over the past year, and tailoring its data-rich service to underserved communities should be commended. Facebook Lite can be found in the Play Store for free. All right, that is a wrap for today. Thank you so much for watching. I love hearing from you guys always. Your recommendations, as always, are very helpful to me. So please send me your favorite apps, new categories, whatever you happen to have, you know, whatever you just installed. You're like, man, this is awesome. Share it with me, arena@twit.tv. There's also a subreddit for the show. I post categories and ask you guys to tell me which are your favorite apps in those categories and why. I actually just posted a new post there today looking for unique apps that tap into Android's sharing intents. So if you have any ideas for great apps in that category or any other that happens to be hosted there, head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and share them with me. It's a big help. You can also follow me on Google Plus for my random Android musings. From time to time, I do post things about Android there. I host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'll be on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps on the show, really anything Android in general. That happens every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Tonight at live.twit.tv. And finally, if you missed the live taping, every week's episode will appear later that night on the site and in the feeds. All those details can be found at our show page. That's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you after Disneyland in next week's arena.